This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Jeff Natalucci, head hockey coach at Saugus High School. Jeff, welcome, and welcome to the tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have had a nice run here, and the most recent game earlier this week, a 5-2 win over Linfield. So tell us about the tournament run, and also tell us about that Linfield game.
Yeah, the Linfield game was a tremendous game for us. We got out to a good start, had a real good first period. You know, they pushed back. We're 2-2 going into the third, and we just came out with a ton of energy in the third period, probably our best period of the year, and forechecked the way we were capable of, and you know, we were able to get, you know, three goals there, two of them be within 30 seconds of each other, and it was killed off a huge 5-on-3 in the middle of the game, and just a great win for our program.
Oh my. Well, tell me about some of the things that have you know, that are improving for Saugus hockey, as far as team play, defense, offense, just combination, goaltending. What is it?
Yeah, our goaltending's been excellent. Nick Sanderson, he's been excellent in both games. But I think that, you know, we've gotten balanced scoring from all three lines throughout the both games. Especially our third line. Our third line has been tremendous. Out of the nine goals, I believe they got five of them. They've just been excellent for us.
And that's been the story all year, hasn't it, for you guys? You all three lines have done well, haven't they?
Yeah. We've had great depth all year. We've been running three lines in 60. Everybody's been contributing, and sometimes you have your ups and downs with it during the year, but it's paying its dividends for us right now. There's no question about that.
Now, next game, Tuesday night, Saugus Arena, 5:30 versus Lowell Catholic. What's the preview of that game?
I mean, you know, what a great record Lowell Catholic has. You know, hearing a lot of good things about them, but for us, it's just about us. We got to play our game. We know what our strengths are. We're playing with some confidence right now, and we just got to take it shift by shift. And you know, if we do that, we can get a good result there on Tuesday.
Jeff, as you go through the tournament, let me ask you this. When you approach a game before the game, do you tell your team different things than you might during the regular season, either at the practice before or the moments before you hit the ice? Are there different messages you're sending your team?
Not really. With this group, we've really tried to keep it, you know, the same. Let's work together, and let's make it about us. Let's do the things that we do well, because we know, you know, we're a good skating team, and we know when we got our skating legs, and we're forechecking well, and we're getting pucks deep, that and we're staying within ourselves, that a lot of good things will happen for us. I think the guys are really starting to see that. They're really buying in, and you know, it's been tremendous. We've had great support from the town, and especially the student body. They have been amazing.
Yeah. Now, at this time of year, you're always going to be playing a good team, and during the course of the game, are there any particular adjustments you and your coaching staff have made to adjust to your opponents during the year that are of interest?
You know, we've been really trying to clean up our D zone within the game, especially the slot area. To come back to bite us, especially that first game against Methuen, we didn't do a real good job. I thought the guys paid a lot of attention to detail to that in the second game, so it was a good adjustment that we've made so far. You know, and you know, not seeing these teams, it's, you know, there is some in-game adjustments, and our guys have responded well to them.
Gotcha. Well, Jeff, maybe in our final moment, you can share with our listeners some of the names of some of your key players. And you know, I know it includes the whole team, don't get me wrong, but some of the players that you've been relying on or that you'll be relying on, say, Tuesday night at the Saugus Center.
Yeah, we'll be looking to our, you know, all five of our captains. I mean, starting with forwards, Brendan Ronan and Brendan Patterson. You know, Ronan led the team in scoring this year. You know, got a big goal for us, get us going in the Methuen game. You know, Patterson's a big, strong forward, does a lot of good things on the forecheck. Santacaro, Alcott, and Morey on the back end. They've been leading the way back there. And again, we're gonna continue to get our third line out there with junior Nick Moore, freshman Ian Worthley, and junior Ryan Grenard. They have been the difference maker for us so far in these two games, with game-winning goals and coming up with big plays.
Tell me about one more time that explosion in the Linfield game. Because it was 2-2 at the end of three. At the end of two, excuse me, end of three. Come on, at the end of two, and then just tell me one more time about that to wrap this up in the third period.
It was just a great job. We'd worked all week on our D getting pucks through the net, and you know, it's exactly what Brett Morey did. He got through there quick, and we had worked on guys finishing rebounds, and Johnny Torres made a great play on the rebound to bang one home, and then right after that we came back with that third line, and you know, they were able to pick up a turn. Nick Moore was able to pick a puck up in the slot and rip it home, and 4-2, and you could really feel our guys started to feel it then. And then, like I said, then the 5-on-3 kill with our four top D men did a great job, and Ronan and Torres up front you could just feel the momentum change at that point.
Wow. And Jeff, do you have any thoughts on the other game being played at Saugus on Tuesday night, North Reading versus Stoneham, that follows your game?
Yeah, two great teams. As a matter of fact, that's how we finished the year. We lost to both those guys at the end. We played North Reading, and then we played Stoneham back to back. So it was two good tests for us. I think it's helped us to where we are right now. That game is going to be a tight game. Those are two real good skating teams, tremendous teams. So that is going to be one heck of a hockey game.
Well, Jeff, to you, the coaching staff, of course, your players and the school, congratulations on a great season and tournament run, and good luck on Tuesday night.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Saugus High boys hockey coach Jeff Natalucci with us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.